She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Do you ever feel like you're so busy taking care of everyone else that you get left on the back burner? And then when someone says, hey, you need to take care of yourself, you say, I'm too busy. I've got so much going on. Well, if you don't take care of yourself, there are consequences. I'm so glad to have Cornelia Shipley here today. She's going to talk to us about the importance of self-care, mind, body, and soul. Hello, Cornelia.
Hello, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good, and I'm taking care of myself. I took my dog for a walk. Now, granted, I did, you know, that was taking care of him, too, but it was also taking care of me. What have you done for yourself today to take care of yourself, Cornelia?
Oh, God, this morning I was really good. I slept in a little bit, and I worked out this morning. I want to find out, did you do your normal 5-minute skincare routine this morning, and did your daughter watch?
Oh, my gosh, you have a good memory. We have spoken before. Yes, I did, and she was patient, sort of, but at least I did it. So, gosh, you have such a good memory. But these things are important, aren't they, even if they're just 5 minutes?
That's right. I mean, at the end of the day, if you aren't able to take care of yourself, you won't be around to take care of somebody else. There are too many people who act like their body will be there after they abuse it, and that's just not the truth.
Yeah, it's so true. So, Cornelia, give us some suggestions on maybe the 5-minute things we can do, maybe longer things, just carving out that space and not feeling guilty. It seems like, especially moms, gosh, why do we have so much guilt? What is going on?
Right. So there's no reason to feel guilty is the first thing I want to say. And then beyond that, there are three kind of tenets of self-care, the first of which is eating well. And I don't mean having a filet and, you know, lobster every night. I mean actually using food for its intended purpose, which is to fuel your body. So that's the first step. The second step is to get adequate rest. And people want to say that they can function off of 4 hours of sleep. I'm sorry, but the truth is that you need about 8. And so you need to make sure that you are feeding your body well, that you are getting adequate rest, and lastly, that you are moving your body. And so you've got to make sure and commit to taking the action to get some sort of physical exercise. And to your point, you can start the day by walking your dog. That does count. You know, playing with your toddler does count. And so, you know, if you're chasing a 2-year-old around all day and you say, I don't have time to work out, well, I have good news for you. You've already done your workout for the day. It just happens to be that your workout is running around chasing a 2-year-old.
I've been there, done that. I certainly know that. And I think just making that time for ourselves makes such a difference in our lives, doesn't it? And it makes difference in the lives of those you love, because let me tell you, mommy gets cranky, okay?
That's
and
right.
I don't have enough time to like even just do as simple a thing for myself. It starts to build up, doesn't it? And then resentment
set
in.
Resentment can absolutely set in. And I know one of the things you said at the top of the show was that we were going to talk about, you know, your mind and your spirit. And one of the things I want to say about that is that if you're not learning something new every day, you are not nurturing your mind. And your mind needs that stimulation so that when you get to be 70, 80, 90, you can start to fend off some of the mental dementia that occurs for people. You know, people who have an active mind and are learning something new every day don't have as high of a rate of occurrence when it comes to diminished capacity as it relates to your mental processing. So that's really, really important that you do something every day to challenge your brain.
Oh, I completely agree. I was going to say, I just did an interview recently with an Alzheimer's expert, and that's exactly what he said. So just wanted to throw that in there.
Yeah, no, you can't expect a muscle that you haven't exercised to work suddenly when it turns 80. That's not how our bodies were designed. And so, you know, we act like we have the option to not engage our brains, and we're looking for ways to be lazy and, you know, numb ourselves with television or whatever else we might be numbing ourselves with. And so the truth of the matter is you have to be committed to learning something new every day. And then for your spirit, I think for your spirit, you've got to figure out what nurtures your spirit. So for some people, it's church. For some people, it's yoga. For For some people, it's meditation. For some people, it's chanting. There's no right answer. You've got to find the right answer for you and then commit to taking the action.
You know, it makes such a difference. You know, my husband's been writing, he writes novels, and he's been writing for over 10 years. And when he can't, like if something comes up, it just, he doesn't feel the same. And I know a lot of people who are very creative and they need that outlet. And I know other people who are really into yoga. And if they miss their yoga that day, they just don't feel right. And again, feeling good about taking that time, I think, is what it's all about. You're just going to be a happier person.
That's exactly right. And when you're a happier person, you can create a happier life for yourself. You know, Andrew Weil wrote that book, Spontaneous Happiness. And in it, he talks about all of the tips and strategies you can use to understand, one, that you can create the condition called happiness in an ongoing way. And he gives a great step-by-step process as to how to do that.
Now, Cornelia, you have a summit coming up. Talk to us about that. Design Your Life, is that correct?
That is correct. I'm so excited. So we have it every March. So we just recently opened registration, and right now it's buy one, get one free. But it is a two-day event held in Atlanta, Georgia, with an option for a third day upgrade. And we spend those days talking about how you create a life and work that work. And we start, this year we're starting with a celebrity stylist is coming in to talk about your outward beauty. And we've got a wellness expert coming in talking about your inward beauty. And then we're going to spend some time with a money expert who actually she and her husband got themselves out of over $100,000 worth of debt and now live a debt-free, cash-only life. And so we're going to talk about how do you get yourself out of $100,000 in debt in her case and create your money map. And then we're going to be talking about how you create relationships that are sustainable and designed to support what you're up to in the world. We've got a woman who is a community designer who's going to come in and talk to us about that. And then lastly, we've got a vice president from one of the large consumer goods companies coming in to talk about how you build a legacy for yourself. You know, you do this work, you go to work every day, you have a brand that you're managing, and when your career is over, you want it to have made some difference. So defining what that difference is going to be and creating a plan to have that difference be made will be what we're going to be up to for those couple of days in Atlanta, Georgia, March 15th through 17th of 2014.
It sounds amazing. And I think just going is showing that you're caring for yourself, right? Because you're going to expand your mind. You're going to meet new people. You're going to get more tools to make your life better.
That's exactly right. And last year's participants, we saved a marriage last year. A woman lost 25 pounds within 45 days of attending the event and has now started a new business. You know, we've got people who've gotten promoted and gotten new jobs as a result of their commitment to create a life and work that work for them.
That is that must feel so good to know that you're affecting people that way.
It does. It gives me meaning. You know, it helps me to know that the work that I do does have impact, and it makes a phenomenal difference on the lives of people that I get to touch.
Well, in the last moment or so, give us again just why self-care is so key.
Well, if you don't care for yourself, you won't be around to care for somebody else.
That is very true, Cornelia. All right, you are fabulous. How do we learn more about you and about your Design Your Life Summit?
You can visit me online. I'm on Facebook and Twitter at Cornelia Shipley. Or you can visit my website, CorneliaShipley.com. And I invite people to go claim your free life design kit there. You can enter your email address and you'll get that sent to you. And then the event is www.designyourlifeevent.com.
Terrific. All right. You can check us out at Radio MD. You can listen to Naturally Savvy and the other fabulous shows anytime. Thanks so much for listening. Stay well.